And the words fall to Moses, saying, speak to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols, or make for yourselves cast metal gods. I am the Lord your God. Now when you offer a sacrifice of peace, offerings to the Lord, you shall offer it so that you may be accepted. It shall be eaten on the same day you offer it, and on the next day. The blood remains until the third day shall be burned with fire. So if it is eaten at all on the third day, it is unclean, it will not accepted. And everyone who eats it will bear the consequences for his guilt, because he has profaned the holy thing of the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from his people. Now when you the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. And you shall not glean your vineyard, nor shall you gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the needy, and for the stranger I am the Lord your God.
You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another, and you shall not swear falsely by my name, so as to profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not oppress your neighbor, nor rob him. The wages of a hired worker are not to remain with you all night until morning. You shall not curse a person who is deaf, nor put a stumbling block before a person who is blind. But you shall revere your God. I am the Lord. You shall not justice in judgment. You shall not show partiality to the poor, nor give preference to the grave. But you are to judge your neighbor fairly. You shall not go about as a slanderer among your people, and you are not to jeopardize the life of your certain take vengeance, nor hold any grudge against the sons of your people. But you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
You are to keep my statutes. You shall not crossbreed two kinds of your cattle. You shall not sow your field with two kinds of seed, nor wear a garment of two kinds of material mixed together. Now if a man has sexual relations with a woman who is a slave acquired for another man, but who has in no way been redeemed, nor given her freedom, there shall be punishment. They shall not, however, be put to death, because she was not free. He shall bring his guilt offering to the Lord to the doorway of the tent of meeting. The guilt offering before the Lord for his sin which he has committed, and the sin which he has committed will be forgiven him. Now when you enter the land and plant all kinds of trees for food, then you shall count their fruit as forbidden. For 3 years it shall be forbidden to you. It shall not be eaten. And in the 4th year all its fruit shall be holy, an offering of praise to the Lord. But in the 5th year you shall eat its fruit, so that its yield may increase for you. I am the Lord, your God. You shall not eat any meat with the blood. You shall not practice divination or soothsaying. You shall not round off the hairline of your heads, nor trim the edges of your beard.
Do not profane your daughter by making her a prostitute, so that the land does not fall into prostitution and the land does not become full of outrageous sin. You shall keep my Sabbath and revere my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Do not turn to mediums or spiritists. Do not seek them out to be defiled by them. I am the Lord, your God.